Just now, our chairman announced that the tape for the summer, as we call it summer, because in Malaysia it's always summer, for the Christmas camp, are now available.
刚才主席宣布说,在过去的圣诞节,新加坡和吉隆坡的营的港岛那么大,已经运到了。
And the theme of that camp was, the mountain of the Lord shall be raised up, shall be raised.
那个营的主题就是说,耶和华的山将会被举高。
As I thought about the message I preached in that camp,
当我思想到我在营里面讲到的内容的时候呢,
I feel very miserable.
我就觉得很可怜。
Because I feel that it was probably one of the worst messages I have ever preached.
因为我觉得那篇道呢,不是我讲到以来最差的篇了。
So I want to speak about my failing.
我想讲出我自己失败的地方。
In fact, I would advise you, in spite of the what the chairman mentioned about the tapes being available, not even to bother to listen to my message.
其实我想讲呢,虽然主席宣布了,我就会劝大家呢,就无需要听个病论大了。It
is not that there was anything incorrect or untrue in what I preached.
不是因为我那篇道里面讲错了什么。
It was because I failed in being offensive.
我失败的地方呢,就讲道里面呢,没有去得罪任何人。
What do you mean?
I
mean exactly that.
我的意思就正正是这样。
I failed to be offensive.
我并没有做到去得罪人的一点。
Why do we have to be offensive?
为什么我们要得罪人呢?
Because the church is asleep.
因为教会已经昏睡了。
And you tell them any more nice and comforting things and they will be snoring, never mind being asleep.
如果再跟大家讲一些很安抚的说话,他就会打鼻鼾,不单止睡觉。
Our church, the churches today, do not require nice, comforting words.
今天的教会就不再需要更多的安慰的说话。
What the words that we must listen to today is a word of rebuke.
而今天需要听的道是责备的道理。
It is a word that is offensive to the natural man.
就向一些属血气的人会很容易得罪他们的话语。
Only then can they be awakened from death to life.
要这样,这些人才能够从死亡当中被唤醒过来。
It's the character of the Old Testament prophets that their words were so offensive to the people who listened to them.
因为旧约的先知的特点,就是他们所说的话是这么得罪人的。
But the theme of the camp was so nice.
但那个营的主题是这么好听的。
So inspiring.
这么有启发性的。
The mountain of the Lord shall be lifted up.
主耶和华的山将会被高举。
And the nations will gather to this mountain to seek the Lord.
万民就会向这个山去寻求主的话语了。
Yes, but look at the context.
但你看看那个经文的上文下理。
That passage is from Micah, the Old Testament prophet, Micah chapter 4 verse 1 onwards that you don't need to look at now.
现在我们就不回去了,但那段经文是来自旧约的尼加书的四章一节开始的。
The verse just before that.
在那句圣经之前的一句怎么说呢?
In fact, the whole chapter just before that.
而第三章是怎么说呢?
What a severe, scathing, offensive rebuke to the people of God, Israel.
第三章所说的话,就是神对以色列民一个责备到片甲不留的一段说话。
I wonder those people listening to the prophet Micah whether they could stand it.
我就想象当时听尼加讲道的人能不能忍受他呢?
The verse before that beautiful verse about the mountain being lifted up, Micah says, I tell you this, Jerusalem will be destroyed and will be plowed like a field.
尼加说,就是在他说,耶和华的山被高举之前,他说,耶路撒冷将会被铲平,被夷为废墟。
The holy city will be utterly destroyed.
这个圣城会被完全的粉碎。
And the cows will be there, walking over that the holy city.
当地的牛,就将会浅踏圣地的地方。
It will be ruined.
将会成为废墟。
It will be wiped out.
会完全的粉碎。
Because of your sin.
因为你的罪的缘故。
Because of your stiff-neckedness.
因为你的硬颈的缘故。
Because you are all spiritually asleep.
因为你全部都是属灵里面昏睡了。
No, the same passage in Micah chapter 4 is repeated, or the parallel passage is in Isaiah chapter 2.
在尼哥書第四章的經文呢，同樣記載在以賽亞先知書第二章。
And there again, these beautiful words at the beginning of chapter 2, Isaiah, the mountain of the Lord will be lifted up.
同樣的美麗的字句出現在以賽亞書的第二章。
But what does it say in the chapter before that?
但以賽亞書第一章是說什麼呢？
Isaiah says to the people of God, not to unbelievers, to the people of God.
以賽亞向那些神的子民說，不是並向其他人說，向神的百姓這樣說。
What are you people doing walking in and out of my temple?
神话你班人啊，喺我圣殿里边行嚟行去做啲咩事啊
？Singing songs of worship in my temple，
喺我圣殿里边唱诗歌
，bringing sacrifices，
将你自己献祭带到嚟圣殿里面。
I don't want to listen to your songs because they make me sick， the Lord says。
我唔想听你哋嘅诗歌，因为你诗歌令我作呕啊。
I don't want your sacrifices， take them away from me。
我唔要你啲祭牲啊，唔该你攞走佢哋。
What I want。Is a heart that is pure within you.
我要嘅系你里面一个纯洁嘅心。
And all I see is filth.
我见到嘅咧系垃圾嘢。
And you come and sing your songs in my temple.
咁你仲嚟我圣殿当中嚟唱唱圣诗
？Outside you commit every kind of sin outside the temple.
喺圣殿以外咧，你犯各种唔同嘅罪。
You fight and quarrel with one another.
你之间有争执打交。
You tear one another apart.
你将大家咧就撕成粉碎。
You're losing your temper with your wife, your children, everybody, and you come into the temple and you want to sing songs to me.
你喺你嘅太太喺你嘅儿女面前发脾气，你嚟到圣殿里边就唱诗歌。
Get out of my sight.
唔该你离开我啦。
And take your sacrifices with you.
唔该你带埋你嘅祭牲走添。
Is that more offensive than that?
你可唔可以講啲更加令人得罪人嘅説話呢
？In modern terms, it's saying the same thing. What do you come here for to sing songs when back at home you call yourself a Christian and you live a life that is disgraceful？
而家嘅話意思係話咧，你屋企咧，你過一個唔像樣嘅生活，嚟到教堂咧，你唱詩歌。
Why do you come to church and put your money in the offering box? God doesn't want your money. Take it away.
點解嚟到教堂仲要奉獻得㗎？神唔想要呢啲錢啊！唔該，你攞翻走。
Can we get more offensive than that?
你可唔可以讲啲嘢比呢啲更加得罪人嘅咧
？I failed.
我有话失败咗啦。
I couldn't get to the offensiveness of the message.
我嘅讲道当中并冇讲到呢啲令人注意嘅一面。
And I don't want to make any excuses for my failure.
我又唔想为自己嘅失败咧作出啲咩嘅借口。
I only ask the Lord's forgiveness.
我只系想求主嘅宽恕。
That I did not function as a prophet of the Lord.
我因为我冇做咗一个先知应该做嘅。
We are engaged in war.
我哋而家系正在喺场战争当中。
A war far more serious than what is going on in the Gulf today.
场仗比起中东战争仲要厉害。
A war that has stretched over the last 2,000 years since the Lord Jesus came.
因为场仗自从主嚟之后咧，已经打咗2000年噶啦。
And the church has been progressively losing the war.
教会一直以嚟咧，一路嘅节节嘅败退。
And yet it imagined that it was winning.
但系佢教会就以为自己一路打紧胜仗。
After all, it started with a small group of people in Jerusalem.
结果咧，因为话到嚟咧，教会开始时间系好细啫。
Today, all the advanced Western countries are Christian countries.
而家从耶路撒冷开始咧，基督教已经散到去每一个国家啦。
And now what we have is billions of Christians. I don't know whether it's 1.5-2 billion Christians. I really don't care how many there are.
而家全球里边咧，我哋有好多亿嘅基督徒。
You know, this war is very difficult to fight.
你知道吗？呢场仗系好难打嘅。
The war in the Persian Gulf is easy to follow. Today, they are bombing over that side. The battle lines are going forth. But this kind of war is easy to follow.
喺波斯湾嘅场战争咧就好容易跟。你知道今天咧又有飞弹击中边个地方啦咁样。
But the war we are fighting is a very different kind of war, and therefore very difficult to follow.
但我哋打紧呢场仗咧系好唔同嘅场仗嚟嘅，系好难去跟嘅。
It's rather like a disease entering into your body.
就好似咧，系你嘅身体咧染上咗疾病咁样。
You don't know it，
但系你唔知嘅。
I was just saying in the car just now, like a Catholic priest developed AIDS。
刚才我咧嚟嘅路上边咧，我先讲紧话咧，有个天主教神父咧染上咗艾滋病。
He was not feeling well, so he went to the hospital, to the clinic to get a shot of something.
有時佢唔舒服就去診所打支針。
Supposed to be some antibiotic.
係一啲嘅抗生素嘅針嚟嘅啫。
But the needle was not clean.
但嗰啲針筒就唔乾淨。
He got AIDS.
佢就惹咗艾滋病。
He doesn't know it, that's it.
初初佢就唔知嘅。
Gradually, he feels something is not quite right.
但慢慢佢覺得有啲嘢唔妥啦。
And then gradually found out.That he is dying from AIDS now.
慢慢咧，而家佢就發現到咧，佢就慢慢死緊，死於係艾滋病裏邊。
The kind of battle we are fighting is the church is called the body of Christ, the body.
我哋打嘅場靈戰就係話咧，教會係基督嘅身體。
You need only one little injection with a little bit of this disease of the AIDS on that needle.
只需要一支針筒，有啲艾滋病菌嘅打入啲身體裏邊咧。
And the body will be fighting a battle.The body will be fighting a battle.
嘅身體就需要打一場仗啊。
But this battle, as I said, is not like the visible battle between two armies.
正如我所講，呢場仗咧就唔同兩支軍隊對壘咁樣。
The battle is the battle of the body trying to survive the invasion of something that is killing it, but slowly, steadily, surely.
呢場仗就係身體要去對付入侵嘅一啲嘅病菌啊。好慢嘅入侵，就肯定嘅會將你殺掉嘅。
And by the time he realized he has AIDS, even if he realized it earlier, it's too late.
到到佢知道有病嘅時候咧，已經太遲啦。
I saw an interview with this priest.
我見到呢個嘅訪問呢個神父嘅一個片段。
He was very calm.
佢好鎮靜。
Knowing that he was dying.
佢知道自己出現就嚟死啦。
But the tragedy is.His body was losing the battle.
問題就係咧，佢身體越嚟就越弱。
And within a few weeks, he would be dead.
幾個禮拜之後咧，佢就會死亡噶啦。
The body of Christ is now fighting for its survival.
而家基督嘅身體啊，正在為咗自己嘅生存啊掙扎緊。
As the body loses the battle, what happens? You feel weaker and weaker.
當個身體一路打輸仗嘅時候，點會點樣咧？身體就越嚟越弱啦。
And when you get weaker, what does it happen? You feel more and more drowsy.
當身體越嚟越弱嘅時候，要點樣咧？又越嚟越眼瞓啦。
You also be pain here and there.
當然，身體各部分都有痛楚啦。
And one day is over.
一天咧，一切都要完噶啦。
Well known that probably everybody sitting here may have cancer cells operating in your body right now.
大家都知噶啦，你當中啊，可能有啲人身體裏邊咧，有啲嘅癌症嘅細菌咧喺度喐緊嘅。
Your body at this moment is fighting for its survival。
喺依個時刻裏邊啊，你嘅身體係為咗生存掙扎緊都唔定。
One out of every three people in Hong Kong will die of cancer。
香港裏邊啊，三個人當中一個人咧係會死於癌症嘅。
On that statistic, one out of every three people sitting here will die of cancer。
據依個統計數字嘅話咧，你當中啊，每三個裏邊有一個係會死於癌症嘅。
Now it doesn't mean that the person who dies of cancer is the only one who has cancer cells in them。
但唔係嘅意思，唔係話咧，嗰啲係死於癌症嘅人咧，得佢哋先有癌症嘅菌喺身裏邊。
In some cases, the body successfully fights the cancer cells and is therefore able to survive against falling victim to it。
因為有啲人咧，佢能夠足夠抵抗力，能夠打贏身體裏邊嘅癌，就唔會死。
Then you end up dying of something else.
你仍然會死於另一啲病嘅。
The church, and this is the point of my illustration, is fighting this kind of battle, this inner, secret battle that other people cannot see. The body is fighting right now against cancer cells in your body. You don't know it. Other people can't see it.
教會要打嘅靈戰，正係咁嘅樣啦。好似個身體要抵抗病菌咁樣，連自己都係唔知嘅。
That's what I mean. It is not like the Persian Gulf War.
所以我話咧，唔似係波斯灣之戰咁樣。
There's nothing so dramatic。
唔係咁戲劇化嘅。
But everybody and especially the church is fighting for its survival。
而每一個人啊，特別係教會咧，都係為咗自己嘅生存而掙扎緊。
It's another way to put this picture。
我可以用另一個圖畫嚟講。
It's the battle between land and sea。
呢場戰咧係海陸戰嚟嘅。
The land is being invaded by the sea all the time。
那個陸地方咧，係被海上面嘅敵人咧不停嘅侵襲。
You know that? I don't mean the enemies on land and sea, but the land and the sea are fighting one another.
我意思就係話呢場戰爭咧，係等於好似大陸同埋海洋嘅之間嘅戰爭咁樣。
Do you know that the sea is eating away the earth every year as the waves come against the shores of every country? It is taking away some of the earth, and gradually the land becomes smaller and smaller, the sea becomes bigger and bigger.
你唔知道每一年啊，随住嗰啲海浪一路侵入海嘅岸嘅时候咧，每年都将海岸嚟减少咗嘅。
It's not difficult to understand the powerful movement of the waves smashing against the shore day after day after day is slowly eating away the land.
呢样嘢唔系好难明啫，你只需要谂下嗰啲海浪嘅力量咧，你就知道咧，佢系慢慢咁样去侵蚀紧嗰啲嘅海岸。
But are you aware of that? You didn't even know what's going on.
嗱，你察唔察觉呢样嘢咧？当然唔察觉啦。
After all, I mean, it takes only a few inches every year. So who needs to worry? It'll be a thousand years before they take up most of China.
因为每年海浪侵蚀嘅地方只有几寸啫嘛，有排都侵蚀唔到嘅中国。
So we don't need to worry, right?
我哋唔需要担心嘅。
Well, there is a very remarkable country in this world.
世界上面有一个好奇怪嘅国家。
Very unusual.
好唔寻常嘅。
I wonder if you know what that country is.
知唔知国家系边个咧？
That country is Holland.
个国家就系荷兰。
Very amazing country.
一个好特别嘅国家嚟嘅。
If you ever go to Europe, you should visit Holland sometime.
如果一日你去欧洲嘅话咧，就要去荷兰睇睇啦。
What's unusual about Holland?
荷兰有咩特别咧？
Holland has been fighting a war with the sea.
荷兰打紧场仗咧，系要抵抗海洋嘅。
It has to try not only to push back the sea, it has to hold the sea back against its land.
呢场仗咧就系要抵挡海洋嘅侵袭。
A fierce and expensive battle.
系一场好凶恶同埋好使好多钱嘅战争嚟嘅。
A few years ago, they spent 54 billion. That is 54 billion Hong Kong dollars, that's 54,000 million dollars, just to build one dike in one area to hold back the sea.
幾年前佢為咗建咗一個好大嘅水壩咧，佢使咗成540亿嘅美元。
Can you imagine what kind of sums they spend just to hold back the sea?
你可唔可以想象啊？單單要去抵抗海洋嘅侵襲，要使幾多錢咧？
In 1953, one part of the dike broke because of a storm.
1953年咧，曾經海洋侵襲緣故，其中海壩就打冧咗。
Just because of one part of the dike breaking, 2,000 people were drowned.
只因為一個海壩其中一部分被打冧嘅緣故咧，就幾千人已經被溺斃。
The fierce battle going on.
非常恐怖嘅戰爭。
And you know what would happen if the dikes in Holland broke?
你知唔知道當嗰個咁嘅水壩爛嘅時候會發生咩事咧？
Half the country will be under the sea. Half the country.
就係個國家一半以上會被水浸嘅。
Do you know what depth?
知唔知道浸成點咧？
A depth of 7 meters.
佢浸到咧七米咁高。
That is half of Holland is about 7 meters under the sea level.
即係話一水浸嘅時候咧，荷蘭一半嘅荷蘭會浸到七米咁高。
How much is 7 meters?
七米有幾深啊？
That's more than 22 feet.
就多過22尺啊！
哇 ，That's amazing.
好緊要啊！
I mean, from here to the ceiling is less than 10 feet.
由地下度到去天花板只不過是十尺都不夠。
That's incredible, isn't it? Half the country would be swallowed up by the sea if the dikes broke.
如果個水壩爛嘅話咧，一半嘅國家會水浸。
But half the country, and that in that half of the country is 2/3 of the whole population of Holland.
但喺呢個一半嘅國家當中咧，住咗人口嘅三分之二。
If the sea won the battle against the land, only a remnant of the Dutch people would survive.
如果海洋係戰勝咗陸地嘅話咧，只係一個荷蘭人當中只有好少嘅魚種啊，係會生存。
Now you understand why in one operation alone to build a particular dike, they spend 54,000 million Hong Kong dollars.
然之後就明白點解為咗建一個堤壩就使到成540亿嘅美元。
I once drove along one of the dikes of Holland along the North Sea.
我曾經有一次咧，揸車就經過其中一條咁樣嘅水壩。
During my student days in England.
以前我應該讀書嘅時間。
An amazing sight.
好奇怪嘅景象嚟嘅。
On this side of the dike, you see the North Sea stretching as far as your eyes can see.
喺嘅海壩水壩嘅一邊咧，你見到北海。
And down below, you see the land of Holland on this side.
喺水壩另外一邊咧，你見到荷蘭嘅陸地。
The battle for survival.
呢個就係生存戰啊。
So if we ask, what is the battle? deceived. It is a quiet, steady, but very dangerous battle that goes on, either between disease, the body and disease, or between land and sea. I would like you to get this picture very clearly.
So if you ask me, 教会打的灵战是打什么呢？就是打一类很漫长的、很不乐意的，好像水侵蚀陆地的这样的战争。
The sea in the Bible represents chaos and evil.
圣经里面海洋是代表混乱。
That is why if you look at the book of Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1,
所以在启示录21章第一节的时候呢,
you will see there it is said a remarkable sentence.
在那里有一句很奇怪的圣经,
that in the new Jerusalem, in the new age, there will be no more sea.
就在一个新的耶路撒冷那里, 新的时代里面呢, 将会没有海洋的。
Well, for some of us who love to swim, that may be too bad.
而当中我喜欢游水的呢, 就可惜了。
You see, you know that I'm a licensed scuba diver, underwater diver.
你知道啦，我係有潛水嘅牌照嘅。
I love to swim.
我中意游水。
I know the sea, and I feel very comfortable in the sea.
我中意海洋，亦都喺海洋裏邊咧，我覺得好自然。
Recently, when I was in Malaysia, even though my back is painful, I cannot walk, but I can swim for hours in the sea.
最近去馬來西亞咧，雖然我個背脊唔好，行唔到路咧，但可以游水。
But that is not the meaning of sea in the Bible.
但圣经里面讲到海洋唔系咁嘅意思嘅。
In the Bible, the sea has a special symbol, symbolic meaning.
圣经里面海洋有一个特殊嘅含义嘅。
Because of its shifting, chaotic, uncontrollable character.
因为海洋嗰种成日改变唔定嘅特性啊。
That is why it symbolizes disorder, the power, the forces of disorder and chaos.
所以海洋圣经里面呢就代表到这个没有秩序的这个力量。
And it's these forces that Jesus must reign until he brings it under control.
耶稣正正就是要去征服这个力量。
And by the way, no matter how good a swimmer you are,
刚才又讲呢，无论你是几好的游水一个泳将都好了。
Every year, some of the best swimmers drown.
每年都有游水的人遇溺的。
That is how unpredictable the sea is.
这个就是海洋是几咁莫测啦。
It's not the poor swimmers that drown, it's the best swimmers that drown.
通常不是那些游水很差的人浸死，通常都是那些健将浸死的。
It's because the poor swimmers know that they are no good, therefore they are very, very careful.
因为他知道呢，那些不懂游水的人呢，他会很小心的。
But the good swimmers, they are confident in their knowledge of the sea.
但那些游水的泳将呢，就对海洋很有信心。
They think